Cousin Nothing Long. And watch this here, boy. Not only come running into it, man, but the way out there. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine us, man, getting to that place? Can you imagine us being in that state of being? Well, that's what Jesus Christ come preaching, man. That's available to you. Well, to all them who can believe. All things are possible for them who can believe. Now, I'm talking about, man, especially the things of God, the word of God. Because ain't nothing impossible with him. The doctors can say it's all over, man. That's the end of the story. But, man, with God, there ain't the end of no story. God say, man, you shall not die but live and declare the glory of the Lord. Everlasting life. I tell you, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You ain't never, what that mean, Arthur? I'm going to say it in a simpler way. You ain't never going to die. If you got everlasting life, how you going to die? Glory to God. I'm going to say that one more time. Hey, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him would not perish, and have lasting life. So he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Everlasting life. Yeah, but the penalty for sin is death. But, and what I told you about that conjunction word, but, it nullifies what was before that, the word that was said before that. What do you say? The penalty for sin is death. But, the gift of God is eternal life. Good God among What that is, brother. That's the word of God. That's what God said. And boy, that's why I say, boy, it's an honor and a privilege, man, to come on this radio broadcast, man, and just, man, humble ourselves under the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Listen, you know, and I don't say this boastfully. I just say this, you know, get this how you roll through me. I don't study the Bible, get no sermon out of it. That's a good thing. I don't study the Bible just to have knowledge of the Word of God and know what it say. I study the Bible. I read the Bible, man, to get the words out. To get the word in me, in my intellect, you know, that way it begins, that way, boy, it go beyond that. Most people stop at the intellect, their five sense reasoning, even in their theology. Cause that's what I'm talking about, man, and that peace and that joy and all your blessings that we said, you know, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in where in heavenly places, in the presence of the Lord. When you say Jesus is the way, that's what it's talking about. He the way there. He not it. And see, that's the difference between his messages and the modern-day church messages. The modern-day church message is all about him. We preach Jesus. And we preach all about Jesus. And all that Jesus did and everything else. And yes, that's good, man. All that's great, man. But that's in the holy place. What you mean, Arthur? Man, I ain't saying men go without that. Like I said, you got to go through that. Don't just stop there, man, but man, to go in to find out, man, what all Jesus preached. And he preached, this is the difference between his message and most of the church message. The church preached about Jesus, Jesus preaching about you. Everything that we said about Jesus, that's the same thing Jesus was saying about us. That's what he was saying about us. what he was saying. All the things that he was saying, man, that we say about him and everything else, man, he was saying that's what he was preaching. And you too. You deserve glory and honor too. You deserve to be loved unconditionally too. You deserve to be blessed too. You deserve to be. Watch the emphasis on what? You deserve that. Right. Because that's your Father's will for your life. And if that's your Father's will for your life, then you're worthy of that. And you deserve that. Right. Because that was his original intent. And you got off course, not in and of yourself. It was Adam's rebellion that caused sin. And sin came upon the whole human race. And through sin, death came on the scene. Sin gave power to death. What is death? Separation from God. And Adam and Eve separated themselves from God when they rebelled. And sin gave power to death. And that den right there was the veil from heaven. I ain't talking about a veil that they made in the temple in the Old Testament day. That was a type of shadow. But in Adam's disobedience, man, a veil came down, man. Hallelujah. And separated, man. Mankind from God. Hallelujah. How? Why? Why? Because of the transgression of one man's death came upon the whole human race. And even so, by the righteousness of one man, then the free gift of salvation has come to the whole human race. That's why I say you deserve that. Everything that God has for you and has done for you, you deserve that. You deserve that. Adam's disobedience slung us into a madness that we're in, and Jesus' obedience, man, has delivered us from it. And not only delivered us from it, but that's why I say the other going on, and translated us, man, back, man, into the kingdom of God, back into the presence of the Most High God. So don't stop, man, at the gates of Thanksgiving, and don't stop at the courts of praise, and don't stop, man, in our church service and our worship service and everything else, man. But just like, man, that middle wall of petition when Jesus Christ died up on the cross, and that middle wall of petition that they was made, man, you know, up to separate the holy place from the holy of holies, man, in the Old Testament rituals and ceremonies they should produce more. And Jesus died up on the cross, boy, I'm talking about that veil that separated mankind from God and heaven from earth. That veil, man, you know, that kept man from man entering back into, boy, the presence of the Lord, the Garden of Eden, and eating off the tree of life, boy, what Jesus Christ was preaching. Everything that we talking about him and how great he is and how awesome he is and how mighty he is and everything else, that was, he was preaching, man, that to us. When he sent them 12 disciples out, man, he told them, hey, listen, same thing. He said, when you go and preach this message, right, the kingdom of God, and cast out devils and heal the sick. He didn't leave. Listen, he told them specifically what to preach. What? He said, no, go preach me. Go preach, man, the kingdom of God, what the kingdom of heaven was. That boy, that you can, that all your sovereignty and all your dominion and all your raw power that you lost in Adam's disobedience has been restored back to you, man, so that, man, while you was running this race and got on your mark, like we were talking about that race that he said, hey, man, something happened, man, in your Bible in Genesis chapter 3. You got off course. You got tripped up, man, and you failed. Glory to God. In Adam's disobedience. And you got off the mark. And everything we've been doing, man, trying to get back in the race has been missing the mark. To miss the mark, what? To miss the destination. To get off the destination. What's the mark, man, to get to the destination? Boy, his man, death, burial, and resurrection, man, let me tell you something, man, if you could beat back up, man, and put back on course toward the destination. Headed toward that destination. What destination is that, man? Jesus thought in that robbery to be just like his father. What do you say? He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. What else he say? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings and chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame. That's the destination. And what you saying, man, in this, that every time we come on this radio broadcast, that ain't just no little saying that we be saying, man. You know, I'm talking about, man, that was going on that to get past your intellect and think, and let you know that you know that you know. Then, man, I'm talking about, man, let's go into the presence of the Lord. Where is that, Lord? That's right there. That's your consciousness. That's your awareness. That what? Then I'm talking about, boy, the middle wall of partition has been torn into that God has pointed unto you. And God is pointing unto you, to all of us, the golden scepter of righteousness. Simply saying, man, he say, listen, you can come back into the Garden of Eden. You can come back into my presence again. We can go back to where we started off at. We can go back, man, to the place, man, where we were, man, before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We can go back, man, and get on course, man, to that destination that I had set for their lives. You can come all the way back into that. Because in that destination that God has set for their lives, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, God was walking and talking with them in the cool of the day. They were personal relationships, personal encounters. Thank God for the corporate relationship and the corporate encounter. But, man, I'm talking about something far greater than them, man. I'm talking about, man, that personal encounter. And that's what God wants with every man and every woman and every boy and every girl. You know, we replace that with religious experiences. But, man, that ain't what it's about, man. I'm talking about personal encounters. I ain't talking about going into the gate of Buckingham Palace and going through the courts and going, man, into, man, the palace itself, into the ballroom, into function that might be going on in there, tools or whatever in there. I'm talking about going through all that and everything else, man, all the way into, man, the same room, the same place, man, where the king is at. And not only in the room where the king is at, but, man, I'm talking about the golden scepter of righteousness pointing unto you, man, saying that you can come all the way up to the throne where he's sitting. Hallelujah. And, boy, when he speaks from his throne, his word is law. Glory to God. In other words, when the king talks, that's why you hear me always say, boy, when the king speaks, when I say the king, I'm talking about when our Father in heaven speaks, when the Most High God speaks, whatever name you want to call him, man, you know, when he speaks, maybe that's the bottom line. It don't matter. Listen, it was nothing but darkness, man. And when he spoke what he wanted. He didn't speak what was. He spoke what he wanted. And it didn't matter, glory to God, what was. What he wanted came from what he wanted made out of. Exactly what he said. Boy, what the first thing came from him, let there be light. Where that come from? He's speaking to himself. Well, who God is light. And in him is no darkness at all, man. I don't know if y'all can go here with me. Well, I'm talking about into the presence of the Lord. And why? Well, you can have personal encounters with the Lord. Well, you can not only hear what I'm saying to you, but you can hear what your Father in heaven is saying to you about what I'm saying to you. I don't want you to just listen at me, man. I want you to, man, come into the presence of the Most High God where you can hear, man, God for yourself. A personal relationship where you can not just know of him or about him, but I'm talking about knowing him. Hallelujah. And knowing him in the fellowship of his suffering, And watch this here. And in the power of his resurrection. Oh, yeah, we might go through some things. There might be some suffering and everything else. He said this here, but if you suffer with me, you shall reign with me, glory to God. Listen, he suffered, didn't he? And where he at now? He's reigning, boy. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, boy, far above all principalities, all demons, all circumstances, all situations, everything that might confront our life, man. He above all that. Every demon, every devil, man, power, not just all the demons, all the devil himself, man. And then, man, what he was preaching is, man, I give you power, glory to God. You talk about all the power, man. He got preaching. We got faith in that and confidence in that. But, man, we had to get to the place, man, where we start preaching, man, what he preached. What he preached? He preached the gospel of the kingdom, man. What's the gospel of the kingdom, boy, that you can come on back into the presence of the Most High God and, man, rock and roll from there. David wrote it. You know it very familiar in your Bible. And he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God, hallelujah, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That you can say unto the Lord that he's your refuge, he's your fortress, he's your God. He's all you need. He's your everything. He's a very present help in your time of need. He's the Lord your God who will take sickness away from the midst of it. He's man, she called up by Shandra, love my son. He more than enough. And boy, his goodness and his mercy following us. Even then in the fall, man, even when Adam never fell, man, boy, you know what started taking place then? His goodness and his mercy started following them. He never left her, and he never forsook her. Why? Because he said something. What he said, let's make them in our image and our likeness, and let give them dominion over this earth. The heaven belong to God, and the earth he gave to you and I. So it's time for us, man, to start preaching the good news, man, that Jesus Christ preached. What's the good news that Jesus Christ preached? That you're saved, that you're healed, that we're delivered, that we're provided for us, that we are blessed, that we have eternal life, that we can come back into the Garden of Eden and eat off the tree of life forever and ever and ever. Eat off what, brother? Eat off the tree of life. What's the tree of life, man? Well, what God, can you imagine what God, what Adam and Eve and God was talking about in the cool of the day? Before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When it was unbroken fellowship, boy, they were in the presence of the Lord. And the presence of the Lord was in them. Can you imagine, man? Can you imagine it? That's what the Bible say, boy. Your eyes, our eyes ain't seen it, our ears ain't heard. Nor have it entered into our heart, boy, the thing that God has in store for all of you. I told you your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Even if you don't reach the fullness of that destination, man, right now, when you leave this physical body, you don't cease to continuously be coming. You got eternal life. When you leave this physical body, physical death, that's not a termination of your life. That's just a transition of your life. You're going from living in time into living in eternity. Hello. In the presence of the Lord. I ain't talking about like the song we sing. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So death, where you're staying? Grave, where your victory? There ain't no death. There ain't no victory until I go. Boy, we got power even over the greatest end of mankind, death. What he said, I give you power. That's the resurrection. That we might know him in the fellowship of his suffering and in the power of his resurrection. And listen, he's suffering, boy, but he ain't suffering no more. He's reigning in life. I'm going to say that again. He ain't suffering no more. He's reigning in life. And watch this here. The Bible says, as he is, so are we. But they say as he was a suffering Savior. That was 2,000 years ago, saints. He ain't no suffering Savior no more. He's a reigning King. Glory to God. Seated at the right hand of the Father. What we read in Ephesians, man, and you who are dead in trespass and sin. That's why they preaching the good news about you. Who and you and me who are dead in trespass and sin has he raised up and made to sit together with him in heavenly places. Far above all our circumstances, situations, yeah, the principalities, the devil himself, the demon and all his demon cohorts. With power over all the powers of the devil and the enemy. Hallelujah. With your sovereignty back, your dominion back, your raw power back. Everything that you lost, man, restored back to you. Every debt that you owe, man, paid in full. And boy, in his presence, man, you all you did was just rejoice, man. You just rejoice, boy. I'm talking about, boy, just live life, man, to the fullest. With purpose, what? Becoming what your Father in heaven said about you. What he said about you? Let's make a man just like us. Hallelujah. And boy, when you understand that, boy, you put yourself on the potter's wheel and say, okay, Father, you speak. If you want to make me just like you, then let me tell you something. I'm going down to the potter's house. I ain't going down to the potter's house just to live it. I'm going down to the Father's house, man, to get on the wheel and say, Lord, not my kingdom and not my will, but thy kingdom come and thy will be done. You mold me, you shape me, and you make me what you would have me to be, hallelujah. If it's your will for good God Almighty, Father, if it's your will for me to be like you and to live forever and ever, man, in your presence, then, Lord, I give you everything. Listen, it'll cost you something now. But it'll cost you you. It'll cost you that, what the Bible calls an old man to believers. But that old you. That natural man, you know, that I, me. This is what I think. This is what I believe. This is what I, this is how I wrote it. It'll cost you you. That's a small price to pay. All of us in exchange for all of him. Well, when I weighed that out, man, I heard up surrendering everything. Lord, you tell me you can take these messed up lives and make something out of it. You can take these messed up times, these heartaches, these pains, and suffering, all that we've gone through, man, in this world and everything, that, hey, listen, that, man, we can come out victorious and we don't have to suffer no more. Hey, listen, why did Jesus say this? If I suffer for you, and he didn't say if I was suffering for you, because at one point he was suffering for us, but he ain't suffering for us no more. Why would he say? He said, if I suffer for you, then why you got to suffer? Why are you suffering? Why I suffer for you. I suffer for you so that you don't have to suffer. You ain't go through the trial and tribulation and everything else, but you don't have to suffer. You can know that you know that you know that you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that everything is all right. How can you know that, Arthur? That's behind the veil. That's in that secret place of the Most High God. That's in the presence of the Lord. And every time you come on this radio broadcast, that whole God is pointing unto you the goal of self-righteousness, righteousness, saying that, man, that's where he wants to speak to you from that place. He inviting you into the presence of the Lord. He recording the Bible, man. Because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we can go boldly. That's an invitation. Come, and watch how he say, he didn't say go into the presence of the Lord. He said come boldly to the throne of God's grace. To where? To the throne. What the throne? That's where you sit in. Come all the way up to the throne. Come all the way up to its presence right there. Glory to God. And watch what the psalmist wrote when he say that about man that secret place. It say they who dwell in that secret place. What dwell mean? They who abide in there. They who live in there. They who live their lives from that place. They're living their life out in this wilderness, man, trying to get man over into our inheritance, the promised land. Now living your life from the promised land. Living your life from that place. Not trying to get to the place, but living your life from that place. Knowing that, boy, listen, you have been translated out. It's in Colossians chapter 1. Thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son. I say it again. Your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And as a result of that, man, all your sins is washed white as snow. And as a result of that, man, you can come all the way into the presence of the Most High God. Let me close with this. You know, that's the job of the Holy Spirit. That's his ultimate goal in his relationship in our life. To lead us, man, all the way, man, into the presence of the Most High God. And begin to live our lives, man, from that place where in his presence. How you do that, Arthur? As you become more and more conscious that wheresoever you go, you say, I'm with you. If you make your bed in hell, I'm there. And that word hell there means Hades. That means the graveyard. That means physical death. He said, just like I was with Jesus, man, and that spirit was with Jesus, raised up from the dead, that same spirit, man, will quicken your mortal body when you die. You got everlasting life. It's time for us, man, you know, to rise up, man, and come on through this holy place that we've been in. Come on through religion. Come on through that. On into, man, a relationship where in the presence of the Lord. That's the invitation that God is extending to you every time you hear this broadcast. Come. Well, into the presence of the Lord. Bring all your pain. Bring all your hurry. Bring everything. Well, no matter what it is. Bring your sorrow. Bring your grief. Bring your disappointments, man. Bring your sickness, man. Bring your habits. Bring it all into the presence of the Lord. And boy, we're through the protocol, when you're getting there, the gates of thanksgiving, the courts of praise, the holy place, the sanctuary, that process of man will be cleansing you up, man, so that man, you can come all the way into the literal presence. It'll wash you white as snow. Thank God for the holy place, boy, because that's where the washing takes place. That's where the cleansing takes place. Hey, listen, my time is up. My wife, Gail, and I, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. You know, I pray for my friend in Alexandria there now, who's being medically challenged, you know, my brother Bill, you know, and I speak life to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that every symptom, every sickness, every disease, every germ, every virus, every malfunction that touches your body, that it dies instantly, that you are redeemed from the curse of the law, and God has purpose and destiny for your life. I speak that to your life. And just as God sent his word, and his word healed us, and I send God's word to your life. I speak life to your body in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for that authority and ability to exercise that power and authority. Hallelujah. To start being like you, and acting like you, and doing like you, and living like you, and healing like you, and saving like you, Father. And to you be the glory. I love y'all with the love of the Lord. Contact us, 713-870-3776. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.